Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. have been so many things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want you to listen, listen.
God bless you tonight. This is divine text, divine healing, and divine love. God so loved the world, he gave it on to God, and so we believe in him tonight. May I ever last tonight. This is Thursday, first Thursday, 2022. We want to bring you messages. What I want to say tonight, I want to thank Sister Lisa, Pastor Edward. God bless you, Pastor Edward. And I want to say a shout out to you, Sister Hope. God bless you in your business. And I want to tell you, hope your business will do more than it's been doing right down in Monroe, Louisiana. Mother Francis called me tonight. Told me to tell people that virus that you're getting number cold, don't get upset because they've been hyping up this virus situation. She said, if you take your vitamins, do what you're supposed to do, you'll be all right. It seemed like it's, somebody just putting it out in Nashville, negativity. I want to say to you tonight, this is Thursday night, tomorrow is Friday, and we're getting ready to move and the school shut down. The mayor argues with the school teacher. The mayor's not a school teacher. If I was a school teacher, I would go to school neither. If I was a sick, they'd give me the school to clean up with it. And that's what happened with that. But I want to go deeper than that, and I want to thank Bishop Michael Edwards down in New Orleans and Louisiana for the friends of Jeff Ford and Larry and Connie West at a fundraiser, and Will, Bobby Rush, that I'm going to be meeting Bobby Rush. And as Bobby Rush, before he got off, can get these young men free and get in their life. And this Trump, this is he was threatening them to pull up the White House. And they ain't got all the people yet. And the penalty that they gave, I think that's the high penalty they gave five years. And here's a young man getting up a life. And they didn't did everything. But we still deal with white supremacy racism. We're dealing with black get back, white come on. There's a long white folks, a long black folks still going on. And then most of the black men got up with praying for the church that the house of the Lord did not smoke detectors in the house of the kids died. They go to say that they put smoke detectors in the house. Hey, here it is, going into another year, no smoke detectors for the kids. All 8, 9 of them, they still looking. All the kids died in the fire. But I want to say to you tonight, 2020 is about wide open. 2022 is about the real theme of God. Those that really was against the government, they were against America. And as President said Trump and his gang was really trying to overthrow the government. This was trying to overthrow the government. You can fix it any way you want to. It will set up to storm the government. It's treason. This is treason that has never been seen in the history of America. It's treason. Not many people come and kick you in the house and all that. But what was the killing part about it? Where the blacks was at? When the black people came up there, they had police and everything around. What I'm saying is it's a law of white folks. It's a law of black folks. Now you can believe it, be so religious, so holy, and don't believe it, but it's real. The mass killing. Here's two blacks killed, two police. They want a death penalty for them. We want a death penalty for anybody. Killing anybody wants a death penalty. Not just for them killing the police woman. But all, what about all killing the police too? They don't get the death penalty. It's a law set up for black folks. And it's a law set up for white folks. White and crimson racism. Dr. Claude Emerson talked about racism and white supremacy in America. And talk about this cover education. It covers law enforcement. It covers the business corporate world. If the corporate world, the business, these big corporations, they put the blacks on their board, how many blacks on the board of Walmart? How many blacks on the board of most of these major corporations? If ain't no black before, how can you mark the black? See, there's a whole different law that's going on. And I want to tell you this. Tonight they had the Women of the Movement, and they talked about Henry Till, in Mississippi. That ain't happened. They just told a little. They didn't tell the truth. They didn't tell all of them. Black has been killed by state troopers. Black has been killed by Mississippi state troopers. And they were killed. Petty Greer, that was Mississippi state troopers. Killing black folks. But black folks throughout the South, Arkansas, Mississippi, have been killed. And murdered. Because they had nothing to do with them no more. After you made cotton, king, black and Mississippi Picasso. Mississippi got rich. They didn't need me. We was in that sugar cane. After they got rich, they didn't need the Washington State. Virginia got tobacco. They didn't need me. So the Southern fight for it. Wanted to keep slaves because it was an economic downfall. When I said, reparations, you have reparations. They are yours. Y'all, how can you say that to me, record? We don't even have to get out of this now. You got on, your friends got on, pop. They all work with the same. Many blacks are here. To my 60s, to my Hitler, to your 6 million Jews, they killed over 6 million blacks. But they all might talk about that. One thing about that view is, they always let their people know about how many people get killed. But in the black community, black people don't even talk about it. They try to hide. They try to hide being slaves. They would try to hide being black. They bleaching themselves. And they getting themselves to face what Michael Jackson did. They try to hide the color. You can't hide the black. You can't hide that. You ought to be proud, be amazed, be proud. And then they push you over to the homosexual thing. You got men switching to prison. You got women grabbing the pops down there. But that's the kind of racism. The righteousness is being perpetuated on the black people. And we're accepting it. You know, our kids are accepting it now. So that's in my life. From a biblical standpoint of view, the point of view of human rights is my brother. But I want to tell you, the SCLC, Southern Christian Leadership Conference, along with the Marcus Sovereign Movement, Migration Movement, Martin Luther King Movement, see they there. We are pushing for all those brothers and little brothers, wherever they might be, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, anywhere in the continental state, we like to the country. That we let the American children after they there because of politics. All the people that put that room in jail, they had most of them dead and retired, and it was Jeff Ford. My thing is with both of them, if they've been in jail for 40 and in 40 years, how can they be a danger to the society, to the prison, to rehabilitate? But they ain't got to go to stay for the young men. They want to stay in forever. And you see what Trump did. Trump and his people stormed the White House, said bomb, killed police. Ain't nobody been charged with murder yet. They've been charged with breaking in, killing stuff. Who murdered the police? Who murdered the people that's there? And from the officer, they had a heart attack. That's murder. Drama. Murder. Ain't nobody been charged with that. But these got these brothers and more brothers. Got black counties in Oakland, California. Charged with calling police kids. The police put them in jail for life. Trump don't charge. Ain't nobody been investigated with that. That's when that police shoot down. Nobody investigated with that. That's just a tragedy of being there. I want you to get ready tonight if you got the time to see what type of way of life goes today, and all the people I read today, I forgot to tell you, I told you to look at the scripture. I have Christian scriptures for you, all of them that I passed through today. I want you to read the Acts, verse 11 and 12, those that I talked to today. I wanted to read Psalm 51, Psalm 56. Those that you know, listening, that are who I'm talking about. Now, I want to tell you tonight, break a Christmas, what? This is the first of the year. Start off right. Do the right thing for the right thing and right this up. I'm praying to you for the real good. Lost your loved one, and I'm praying the one, I'm praying for you that lost your mother, sister, brother, friend. There's no sorrow on earth and heaven can not heal. Sometimes you need healing. And this is the month, this is the year of healing, divine healing, 2022, the month of divine healing. You know, I talked about 10 people, they said they were sick, and, Brother Gallon, he had the virus. Brother, he got a cold. You know, there's lots of, and I was talking to Dr. Christian on the night earlier before the show. He was talking about all the chemtrails that they let go in 2022. And chemtrails will give you cold, maybe give you fever, make you think you're sick, and everybody's scared. Oh, I got the virus. If you got to go to the hospital, they can't heal it. The hospital is jam packed. You got to do like hormones, get some cheese, and heal yourself. Huh? Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to say 4. And that's Revelation 1 and Proverbs 22. Verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Proverbs. The one tells you about the healing of the earth, I'm telling you about how to live. You need to read that. Now, some of you, because I need my finance to go up, I need a new job, I got my resume out there. And I want to know what's going to happen. God's going to make it happen for you what he wants. First, I got to break first in the hand. I got to break from you the text first. warfare, and you have to be close to God. You can't meet God given no matter how you cry. And I'm going to pray in a minute, and I want to see scripture, and I want to tell you on this Thursday night, a lot of sickness in there, all people east, west, north, south, they all tell me they're sick, or they got a cold, they're all messed up. They're going to die. You're not going to die. God, get ready for you. Not man. Doctors can say you're going to die tomorrow. Old Mother Rock said you're going to die 3 days. Doctor told her that dead Rock is still living now. It goes to show you. Except for you, if the God, you open the door for you. I thought I'd pray this tonight for you. Get ready. God, bless me. And somebody, I'm going to pray for your finances tonight. I'm praying for you. The covering of it. God, into covenant. Whenever you give, whatever you want tonight, I want to claim. On this Thursday night, the first of 2022, that's for God to give you what you want. That you will get what you want. Give me a call at 708-582-0372. I got work for you. Pearl Williams, God bless you. Jerry Williams, God bless you tonight. I want to reach out tonight to say, in the power of the Almighty God, I demand my blessing because of who I am. Revelation 22:1, St. Matthew 13:8, the spirit of Master Musa to help you with your finance. And as you get ready to get your finance, to pray to Mother Mary, prayer to the Sacred Heart of the Almighty God. God going to get ready to break the curse off of you. And I'm speaking to somebody who wants their business to go. At least I want you to read Revelation 13, 7 verses. And I want to tell you, get ready for overflow blessing. God bless you, Ralph. Every letter, every telephone call tonight, you can't be God-given. If you give your mind, your soul, and your body, I don't care how you try, God will bless you. When everybody can't be blessed, God bless you. I'm praying for those families that lost so much blood, storm, and you saying, what's going on? Young man called me and said, Bishop, I lost my wife last night. And I want to tell you, God have a way to open a door. God have a way of making things work. So don't, because the wages of sin is death, gift of God, eternal life. And he said, she should have told me she was going. See, they can't tell you what's going on. God has to tell you what's going on. So I want you to get ready God to bless you, young man. I'm going to pray for you tonight. Some of you are depressed. Some of your mind is really got you upset. But I want to tell you tonight, God is still opening up doors. I'm going to pray tonight for you that God will touch you because you're the bishop. I'm all shook up. I don't know why, but all the evil people stay him and the good people he takes. I got friends, and a young man told me he lost his best friend in Vietnam. The bishop, I can't get over that. I said, brother, the wages of sin and death to get to God eternal life, and all that ways now God, he will direct your path. And Michael Jackson played something. Look over your shoulder, I'll be there. And when you feel your ancestors be there, maybe like you don't want them to be there, but they be there. Sometimes your mother, your father, they be there. And I was telling Brother Jerry that his father and mother come together to see him. And I guess it was shocking because people don't talk that way. So I cross over sometimes. And sometimes I talk to Ann tell me things. And that's Regina's mother. And I always say, I tell Regina, I talk to Ann. And she laughed at me. And I was telling Mary that I talked to her mother sometimes. And Bertha talked to me about them. And she told me to tell Pearl, stop being lazy. And she said, Bishop, there's no reason for her to make them excuses. Okay. Thank you, Janice. There ain't no excuse for her to be making those excuses. I just want you to get ready tonight as I pray. This is going to be a good year for you in spite of. I'm going to pray for the healing of your body. I pray that God will keep you in divine order, because God will do that. I'm praying that you receive, if you got a need, you plant a seed. Or you got to go to my website, DustyTheAvan. Don't write me, go to my seed. Go to my PayPal. That's DustyTheAvan, looks like I'm coming. Go down to my homepage, you see it. And, you know, if you want to write a letter, you do the same way and send it. I got about 10 letters I got to take off the phone now. Put it down where I can put it on the altar because they text me, they are sending by Facebook. I got all kind of messages in me. I'm praying for you down in Kenya, young lady that called me. For you, Helen, in Jamaica that called me. And those that called me in Rapid City, those that called me from New Orleans. Those that have texted me from Florida. Those that texted me from Los Angeles. And I'm glad, Sister Tanya Scott, you're back in California. Dr. Gibson, God bless you. And I want to tell you, Dr. Gibson, I'm going to tell you this. You might not, you'll pick it up later on. Your father came and said by me, to tell my daughter I'm proud of her, tell her don't worry, she'll get what she wants. And I want the two sisters to stand together. Thank you, Brother Jerome. Thank you. God bless you tonight. In all that ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Well, thank you, Holy Ghost. Get ready for overflow. I want to invoke the Spirit tonight, a master, most richest man in the world, for those that are looking for money. In the name of the Almighty God, I thank you for the power, for the strength. I thank you for what you're going to do. Touch every man, every woman tonight. Somebody depressed tonight. Somebody upset. But I want to tell you, there's no sorrow left that heaven cannot heal. Father God, we come to ask you to touch body, mind. Oh, broken. Brother Top said, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Brother Top. Mother Rosie, come in. Yes, Mother Rosie. Tell my daughter to get busy. My granddaughter to get busy. Ernestine, get busy. Regina, don't worry. I hear somebody whispering I'm all right. Thank you. Stop crying. Wipe your tears. It was my turn. I'm wondering, and since she told you about that, sometimes you have to just let it go when it reaches peak, when it reaches end. Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in Jesus, I do call and conquer all the spirits of love and happiness. I do call on the spirit of success in my business. Open up a window from heaven to pour divine blessing on life, where I might be able to help all people. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is here tonight. Every letter, every expression of love, let him in your life. I'm praying for you, Pat. Henry, I'm praying for you. Wayne, I'm praying for you. Brother Michael, Bishop Mike Elwood, I'm praying for you tonight. Mother Jackson told me to tell you, Rose, it'll be all right. This is 2022. I see success for you. Lisa, your father, saying don't get upset. He's in the spirit realm. He said everything is in divine order. So get ready. It's a blessing that's coming to you. Thank you, kind spirit. We're on every night from 9 to 10, 7 days a week on Block Talk Radio. If you want to get this number to somebody, 515-605-980, Block Talk Radio. Tell them to come on from 9 to 10. Maybe God might call their name, like I'm calling the name of Rose. Rose, I'm going to tell you it's going to be all right. And Rose is living in Detroit. God bless you. And I'm praying for somebody in St. Paul, Minnesota. Don't move. You can't move right now. Sister Betty Duke down in Forest City, Arkansas. All is well. Brooke, Sister Scott in Los Angeles, California. Your father told me to tell you, make wise decisions. If it's the money not involved, don't take the job. I say. And he said he's very proud. And, you know, that smile he got on his face. He said he came to your kitchen and sat in the chair. You broke and run. Thank you, dude. I want you to get ready tonight to go to the next level. The letter of love and success, the next level. The level of divine healing tonight. And Psalms 27, Jesus, the light of the world. Let's walk in the light of truth. Walk in the light of love. Walk in the light of joy. And once you walk in the light, every door that closed will open up. I feel in a certain way tonight. Families, people are dying. But God wants you to live. If you just hold your head up, all is well. Stop crying. Sometimes God break in and say, all is well. He's the light of the world. I want somebody to know that I can't do nothing. Exodus 14:14. I can't do nothing but wait on God. Exodus 23:20, the angel that he was seeing. And his spirit of being that angel. When an angel come, know him or her. That spirit. I'm praying for the family who lost the fireman. They had the funeral today. And his mother said, y'all didn't know that was an angel. I'm glad that you know the angel, Regina, that came your way. Might not be perfect, but when you look over your shoulder, they'll be there. Glory, hallelujah. I'm praying for you, Brother Mark. Mother Love down in Yazoo City, I'm praying for you. Thank you, Mother Love, all is well. I'm praying for you down in Bentonia, Mississippi, Yazoo City, Lexington, Durant, Pickens, Mississippi, the Lord. God bless you. I want you to know tonight, right there in Durant, Sister Cook, praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call. I'm going to do service from the radio, because right now there's so much going on. But Jesus is the light of the world. You got to get ready and let him come in. I want to tell you, God got something good for you, and he's going to open up things for you, but you got to let him open up. The reason you don't let him open up, you don't wait. You have to wait on him to open things up for you. And once he opens up for you, it'll be good. So when God opens that door for you, sometimes God is the keeper of your life. God is the keeper of your soul. And tonight, this is the first Thursday in 2022. I want you to make a commitment to God. I want you to make a commitment to trying to reach out and help somebody. I want you to make a commitment that every door that closes be open up for you. I'm talking about divine miracle, God's financial covenant for you to have the business. But you got to go by faith. Hebrew 11:1. Now faith is a certain thing, hope for everything. You got to have faith. And you know what else you got to do? You got to trust in God. You got to get away from evil people, people that don't mean you no good and don't mean themselves no good. You kind of hold on to them. Oh, this is my husband. This is my wife. God, the God ain't gave him. The devil gave him to you. The devil gave her to you. That means you got her. Huh? I was telling the young man, I said, look, brother, when you go into your new house, I want you to take your mother a picture in the front room. I know his wife ain't going to let him put it there, but I told her when you put her in the front, in no front room, that's going to run all the evil spirits away. And I told him, I put the picture in the front room. You know, the woman he got ain't going to let him do it, but I told him, is that what he need to do? Because I seen so much of witchcraft on him. I seen him shaking and jaking. I said, Well, sometimes you have to be quiet and let God work his thing. If God turns some things around, sometimes you can't do nothing but wait on God. God told Moses, hold up, Moses, I got this. I'll do it. God bless you tonight. I want to thank you, Pastor Edward, for your word of encouragement. And I want to thank you, Rebel Whitman. God bless you tonight. And I want to tell you, Sherry and Rusta, God bless you. Henrietta told me to tell you to slow down, slow your roll. You can't be everything for everybody. Thank you, Pastor. Essie, God bless you tonight. Here comes to you, Essie. God bless you. I want you to get ready for a divine prophecy. I want to tell you tonight that whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. You know, I got prophecy for, Sister Duke, I was going to give you the prophecy to head down to Fort City, but I forgot, left it in the car, but I'm going to mail it to you. When I come down now, I'll be down now on my way down to New Orleans. I need to see Mother France was down there. And Mother France told me that they should tell them that I got something special. I will be there. That will be a breakthrough in 2022. I'm looking at this. There'll be a war in the Middle East in 2022. And somebody said, what's happening for me? If you stay in the divine will of God, everything going to be all right. Let me give you the scripture. Some of you don't want to read it. Psalm 119. You can read that. That will be a up kick in the virus in the latter part of 2022. It's gonna start to going down. Disobedience is some of the stuff that's going on. People won't listen. You know, and I don't think right now, I'm going to say this, I don't think the health people don't really know what's going on and how to stop this stuff. You got to go back to divine healing. Let me say that again. 2022, let me put this in. 2022. The theme is divine healing. God to heal your body. Hebrews 4:21-7. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. Stop being scared. Stand up. Wake up. Stand up. Speak up. Let God touch you in a special way. Psalms 112:7. God has not given you a spirit of fear. You know, and God, look, he said, if I and I be lifted up, St. John 12:32, if I and I be lifted up from the earth, I draw. The spirit of God will draw peace and joy to you. The spirit of God will put a dose in you tonight. I just want you to get ready for the blessing that God's going to put on you. And are you ready to receive? Stop fighting. Stop suffering. And some of you need to repent. What you mean, repent, Bishop? You need to make your mind up that it's not about man. It's about God. It's not about a woman. It's about God. It's about your relationship with God. Somebody later asked me, why all these bad things happen to me? Let me tell you something. You ain't seen bad. House burned down, house flood, that ain't bad. If you in the land of the living, God got a reason for you to be in. All this other stuff, let me read this him. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And the other stuff that you want, the physical stuff that you can get, because it's coming out the spirit realm. Why is that? It's in the spirit, you got to pull it down, the new heart, the new liver. You just need to pull it down out of the spirit realm. He'll give you what you want. You can't carry nobody else's load. And some of you trying to, you know, I was talking to a young man, and the young man said, Bishop, I've been checking with this woman for a certain amount of time. And I want to know, should I marry her? It's like y'all already married. Y'all doing everything that man folks do. Got quiet, and they went out of her house. Now, I asked them, they live in Memphis. Why would you buy a house shacking? You should buy a house together. Your name on the paper, his name on the paper. Because the first thing you got to do, you backwards. First, you get married. Then you get a house together, okay? Because the Bible says the divided house cannot stand. And some of y'all living in divided house. Your husband live over here. You live over there. The wife live over there. You don't know what he doing. You don't know what he doing, but you just accept because you want a man. You accept because you want a woman. It don't work that way. You got to be able to be committed to the man and man committed to you. I can't be committed to you. I'm across town and you downtown. You got an apartment downtown. I got an apartment down, on the north south side. It don't work that way. You know, I don't want to. And you've been doing this for years. That's why you can't get blessed. I told him, I said, what you got to do? He said, well, I got the house. I said, well, you need to get married. Don't put the Don't put the cart before the horse. You got to have a horse first. You got to learn how to, don't buy a car. You know how to drive. Learn how to drive. Learn how to drive where you can buy a car. What you going to buy a car you can't drive? I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to tell you tonight, God is able to. But you don't forget, Zion Tax tonight, Sister Lisa is doing taxes in Dallas, Texas, Atlanta, New Orleans, and she's doing tax in Chicago. All you got to do, text and call her, get your information together. She says she'll be any tax people that do something. I want you that are looking for a new job, get your resume together. That this is probably, that would be a new tune found in Egypt in the Valley of the Kings, okay? Also, there will be storms and floods. 2022, they're going to have cars driving by themselves, tractor trailer trucks driving by themselves. Don't need no driver. They're doing it remote from the electronics. They got a drone that you can get in and fly. They got drones big enough that take you downtown. You can buy a car. And this is going on in 2025. There'll be sighting a UFO in 2022, 2023, and this year people are going to see they're coming out the closet, folks said. The UFOs coming out the closet. You're going to see them early in the morning, late in the evening, and you might see them sometimes when you just look up in the air, okay? And I just see something about these chemtrails. You're going to see more chemtrails all this month and next month. Thank you. Get ready for a blessing. Will, that will be floods underground in Chicago, Detroit. They just had a big storm in some part of Michigan last night. The trucks had accidents and stuff like that. I want to focus tonight on you getting your healing. I want to focus on your word of God coming back to you in a special way. Get ready, because God's gonna open up a door for you. God's going to bless you. Don't forget, the bishop sent me God's financial covenant. And I guarantee you, after you read this, your finance going to go up. After you read this, things will open up for you financially. That's very important. But it only but the pure in heart shall see God. You got to make up your mind that you got to be right. Somebody says, I want a husband, somebody, I want a wife. I want what God wants for me. You say, I want for God what God wants for me. Stay in the will of the Almighty. I share our ancestors. So let me say it, okay. Sister Margaret, thank you. Sister Francis, thank you. I was calling that, but I say. As the Spirit so give it to me, I have another prophecy here. Okay. Ford, General Motors, Chrysler, get money in the government, also the banks, and it's going to be brought out this year. I said there will be a leader in South Africa passed. Nelson Mandela went on. I see somebody, leaving here, going to the next level, I say. Tonight, I want you to get ready for, focus on what you want God to do for you. I want God to give you a divine walk of righteousness, and I want you to understand the holiness. When I say holiness, I'm not jumping shot. I'm not something down in you. That know that you are successful. Know that whatever you pray for, God's going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And he brought you out of something. All of a letter on its way to you, Mary Hawkins. Thank you, Bishop Michael Edwards. Thank you. We're talking about divine healing tonight. I'm going to tell you divine healing is in the, wherever you might be, God's already there. Whatever you think, God already going to give you what you want. In the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus, I do demand a divine healing, and I demand the angel of God, which is when the angel comes, that's God present. Read Exodus 23 and 20. Thank you, Time Spirit. Don't forget tomorrow night is $10 low. Don't forget Dr. King's birthday is on the 15th. We're going to have a little prayer breakfast. Yeah, Brother Darrell Spain, God bless you. Purvis Spain, I'm praying for you also. W-B-O-N. Purvis Spain is the fountain and the starter there. Get ready, because God going to keep you in divine ways. When the devil come in, you're in trouble. God's going to step in. The devil got to leave you alone. Somebody said that this morning. He's going to keep you, and God's going to keep you on time. He's going to keep you in divine order. He'll fix it for you. When you think you all washed up, he'll step in. Say that, choir. God will step in and fix it every time. When you feel that you done lost everything, that's when God can go to work. Let go tonight and let God work for you. Let God give it to God. What's wrong? You kind of think God. Whatever it is, I'm praying for the families, right? Lost loved one. That's so many people call about the death that they had. They call it COVID, whatever it is. I'm praying that God will keep you in the divine way. I'm praying that God will open up a door for you. I'm praying that God will do anything, but there's no failure what God got for you. I want you to get ready for God to open up that door for you. Now, what I'm going to tell you, God got a special door. Jerry William, I'm praying for you. Karma William, I'm praying for you. Pearl William, I'm praying for you. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Genesis chapter 13. And Genesis 17, verse 5. God wants to change you from nothing to something. God wants to lift you up to another level. And I was reading in Acts where the man told he was going to give so much, but he didn't want to listen. God will keep you if you just let him. In spite of everything, God will open the door for you at this 9 o'clock hour. And Sister Nita in Troy and Sister Nita in Chicago, I'm praying for both of your Nitas. And Sister Nita in Dallas, Texas, God bless you. And I want to tell you, Sister Kim lost her mother-in-law. And she said, Bishop, I was with her. Sometimes God take her as a warning. So, Sister Kim, I'm praying for you and your husband. There's no problem if the heaven cannot heal. And, you know, you was a little depressed when you talked to me. So you let go and let God. I want to pray tonight because somebody's so depressed. Father God, we come at this hour. Bless those that lost loved ones. Bless those right now open up a door where they might understand the healing and the power of God. God, touch, heal, and deliver. I give peace to your mind. Let that word go out the door. Now, get ready. This is the month to get your information. I'm prophesying every day, you know, and I'm going to give somebody this scripture right here. God say all things are possible. Only believe. Luke 18:27. All you got to do is read that. Acts 3:19. I want you to read that. He opened up a door for you. God's going to keep you in divine order, whether you want to or not. Acts 3:19. God is good all the time, and he'll keep you in divine order. Thank you, Tanya. See, when he really wrecks you, every door closed, he'll know. When every door closed, God will open the new door for you. You got to get ready for God to open that door. You got to get ready for God to bring you to that certain level tonight. And I want to tell you, I just feel that 2022 can be your year. Sister Duke, I'm praying for you and everything you need down in Forest City, Arkansas. It's going to work out for you anyway. Mother Annie Bacon, her spirit coming here. He's a bishop. Take care of my son. Mother, I'm going to do just that. I got a committee to help me. I just want to thank God for what he's going to do and how doors open up for us. And that's what God do.
We're going back to the New Bethel Baptist Church. Of this recording produced by the great Reverend James Cleveland, one of my mentors on the piano. Small churches and city auditoriums. God, he said, the Great Commission, go into the world and preach my gospel.
The real truth of Jesus.
for my life.